The Earth has completed a full cycle around the Sun, making today a leap year. This happens every 4 years. In every leap year, the number of days in the year increases by one. There are 366 days in this year instead of the usual 365 days. Numerologists believe leap years are very eventful and could be characterized by purity. Others believe it is a year to forget bad events and look on for positive new ones. Cynthia Boateng and Linda Ite take a look at some perceptions of the day.
The normal calendar is an artificial medium that has been juggled with through the centuries in an effort to make it more accurate and useful. The time it takes for the Earth to rotate and revolve around the Sun is actually 365 days. Hence, once every 4 years, there is a leap year that accumulates all the quarter days into a day, and February 29th is seen as a day that has good omen. In some traditions, anything that starts on this day is sure of success. For some women in the West, 29th February can be successful since they have the right to propose to a man. This notion dates back hundreds of years ago when the leap year had no recognition in English law. It was decided that the day had no legal status, therefore a break in tradition on that day was acceptable. Up till now, women in the Western world take advantage of this anomaly to propose to their loved ones. In Scotland, women wear red petticoats under their dress, making sure that it is partly visible to the men they are interested in. A 65-year-old woman shares her views on leap years.
What I know about leap year is every 4 years. If you look at the calendar, you have 28 on February. The last is 28 days. But that is 28 days for 4 years, it becomes a leap year, which means every calendar day is 30 days, averagely. But February alone has 28 and 29. If you calculate in 4 years' time, you have 366 days in a year. And so these 366 days become a leap year. You have to get some new clothing and put aside the old one for some time. Why? Because it's a leap year. You have to clear your life and everything.
This is what others have to say.
This is a special year because for once in 4 years, we are going to experience 366 days in a year. And this is a time for you as a person to take into account working with your body, your emotions, and then you follow your heart. It serves as a basics for you to start a new thing.
Today, I will make a conscious effort to live a decent life because 29 February comes once in 4 years. I will also renew my purpose for the next 4 years so that at least God will have mercy on me so I can live a longer life on earth.
Whether you agree with the opinion shared on this day or not, people who believe that today is a day of working with the body, emotions, the mind and spirit will probably achieve some positive results.
Oh, Cynthia Boateng and Linda Aite's report on leap year. Meanwhile, many people have been wondering how those whose birthday fall on the 29th of February celebrate the day when it's not a leap year. Radio Ghana spoke with Betty Enchel, a makeup artist with GTV, to find out how she observes her birthday.
Normally, I do celebrate it on 28th because I don't want to move to the following month, which is March. I still want to be in the February, so 28th of every February.
Some people think that a leap year is a year of purity. Have you had any myths surrounding the day you were born?
Not really.
You don't believe that it's a day of purity?
No. It's just normal like any other birthday.
Don't you think it's awkward if you have to celebrate your birthday on 29th and then you shift it to 28th instead when it is not a leap year?
Yes, it is.
You heard Betty Enchel, a lady whose birthday falls on every leap year.